Well, Coach, what a weekend ahead. First of all, I want to talk about before we get to what's going on this weekend. It's really kind of fun to, you know, right across the street here, you got the North Dakota State tournament on. It's kind of nice to just be able to go out and watch some. I know you can't mention kids' names, but it's nice to watch recruits, I'm sure, and all the talent that's out there.
Yeah, you know, it's great for us to have a presence in the state, and it's important to me and the staff here to make sure these kids here in the state of North Dakota know that we're here supporting them, watching them, and you know, want to see these guys have success. And it's really been a big influence of ours to go out and have this statewide representation, and it's a big deal. I mean, these guys are the heart and soul of North Dakota wrestling, and that's something we're very proud of on our end.
You know, and you got two kids in the starting lineup, too. It's kind of fun to see that homegrown talent that wrestles in the state tournament right here at the Fargo Dome. It can happen right here, too, and help you guys succeed.
Yeah, you're not kidding. You know, these young men that come out of the state of North Dakota are tough kids, blue collar a lot of times, and just they have that Midwest mentality that we really work for and try to seek out. And you know, that's a lot of fun for us and really, really fun for us to support the local kids here in the state.
Yeah, I'm sure. I want to mention a little something. You and I have talked about Jared Franek quite a bit, you know, and we saw his success here. And, you know, Brandon Metz, what he's been doing. I want to talk a little, going back to last Sunday. And now I've had people within the staff, if it's Stibril or Stibril or whatever, I was laughing my head because they were all giving me different pronunciations of it. But nonetheless, Brandon Metz's wrestling partner, a guy who started here a little bit. It was senior day last. It was one of the more emotional things I've ever seen because wrestling practice is hard, you know, and I just to think about the leader that he's been, not always being in the starting lineup, what he has been able to do and the match he had to finish out senior day. That was one of the better moments I've been able to witness here.
Yeah. Again, what an emotional experience for everybody. Yeah. Not just Dan or his teammates, but the coaches and the wrestling community, the folks that have supported him, and you know, it's kind of an all inclusive family here, and just very proud of what he's been able to accomplish in his time here, and what a great way to finish our last home dual meet his senior year with his team and the fans, and you know, just a great performance. On his end, and you could really tell his emotions and his excitement to be able to do that for not only himself but his family and his teammates and the wrestling community. That's really been a big part of his life here.
And I thought it wrapped up a really emotional weekend. I mean, I thought from 125 on, you mentioned it a little bit after the match on Saturday, just kind of how everyone was really supporting each other. And I don't think there's any question. You look at some of the teams that you've beaten throughout the year to knock off a conference foe like Air Force and then, you know, Stanford right before that. I mean, that was a nice successful weekend with a lot of everyone really supporting each other on the team.
Yeah, you know, and I talk a lot about it, and you know, it's the team culture that's really been put in place on our wrestling squad and this program, and watching these young men really support each other and challenge each other, and you know, they're a lot of, you know, thick and thin. These guys have been through it all together, and you know, when you have a group of men that want to see everybody succeed and put the team ahead of themselves, you know, when you have that, you got something special, and we have that right now, and these guys are very, very grateful to have each other, and they work hard for one another. So as a coach, it makes it easy on our end. These guys do a great job. We got great leadership. We got great young talent and young kids that really admire our upperclassmen and for what they stand for and represent, and it makes it easy for us as coaches. So very proud of that.
Rankings came out, and a lot of those seniors that we're talking about, Cam Sikora, Andrew Fogarty, and now, you know, Cordell Eaton's been getting noticed. I mean, you guys are really getting noticed throughout the nation with a lot of these upperclassmen leaders.
Yeah, you know, the recognition's great. You know, and these guys have really worked hard and earned that national recognition. But at the end of the day, you know, the rankings are just rankings and opinions. You know, but at the end of the day, we got bigger things in mind, and we want to do something even greater than you know, being placed in a team ranking or individual ranking. So our guys understand that. They comprehend what it's all about, and they understand the goals here.
Roger Kish, head wrestling coach for North Dakota State University, Derek Hansen with you. Let me talk a little bit about this upcoming Friday before we get to the Iowa State duel. And, you know, Friday night at Brookings, it's going to be a wild time for the Bell. I mean, it's been kind of a fun thing as far as the trophy for the wrestling teams and a lot of emotion going along with it. I mean, I think this is something I'm sure you guys want to get back and really establish yourself as the top team in the Dakotas, right?
Well, yeah, I think that's, you know, that's always a goal. You want to do the best that you can, and it's great to have a fun rivalry with the Border Bell, and South Dakota State's got a very talented squad as well, and I'm good friends with the coach down there. And so, you know, we're certainly going to have a fun night. It's going to be extremely competitive, and, you know, we're going to find out, you know, some things about our squads here come Friday night. And I think it at the end of the day, it's going to be exciting as it's a great precursor to postseason.
Are there some matchups, you know, between Friday night and then Sunday against Iowa State that could be kind of crucial for the Big 12s coming up as far as seeding or things like that? Is that a possibility? Because that does matter when it's all said and done.
Well, sure. There's, you know, every match when you're wrestling Big 12 opponents and the repercussions it has on Big 12 seedings, NCAA seedings, national polls, and every match is big. Every match is important. We're going to have 20 matches this weekend, and every single one of them will have big implications on Big 12 seedings and potential NCAA seedings. So every match is important. We're going to take it one duel at a time, but we're excited to get out there and get competing. It's going to be fun.
I got my juices flowing. My credentials were accepted for U.S. Bank, and I think I'm sure you're scratching the days off the calendar, I'm sure, right? There's so many steps you have to go through. You have to go through these duels this weekend. You have to go through, you know, Big 12s down in Oklahoma, but these are all things to lead to the point that, you know, going back to October, you and I were talking about this. It's right in front of everyone right now, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, once you get into season, it goes fast, and you stay so laser focused on you know what's right in front of you, what's next, right? It's sometimes as easy to just kind of lose track of time, and you know, next thing you know, you look up and here we are. We're in the last week of regular season, and you know, postseason's right around the corner. So it's nice to sit and focus our full attention on this last weekend, and then we'll be able to turn around and start thinking about preparing for postseason.
Does the season go by faster for you as a coach than it did when you were wrestling for the U? Or
yeah, well, I tell you what, I'm not quite sure. I feel when I was competing, it was like you said, one match at a time. All you focused on was the next thing here, and on the coaching side, it's you have probably a grander view of you know, the scope of things, but you know, it goes by fast either way.
Yeah, that's for sure. I think for sometimes the wrestlers with the hard wrestling practices and watching your nutrition and stuff like that, it might grind a little bit more. You know, I think for me as a spectator, the season always flies by. That's for sure, as a fan anyway.
Yeah, and that's, you know, as a competitor, you worry about yourself first, right? And if you do your job, the team will do its job. And as a coach, you worry about 10 of them. You know, you worry about everybody. So it gets it can certainly get long, right? But it's fun. It's fun.
After senior day, did the seniors talk about how quickly that either 4 or 5 years went by? I mean, because it really does too.
Yeah, you know, and again, we have such great leadership, and these guys have been together for the last 5 years, and you know, they've really done such a great job at leading this young crew, and we got such a good young crew of guys. And they've really excelled under this leadership from these upperclassmen. So, you know, it's such a great balance of leadership and guys that really buy into the system and what we're doing and respect the leadership within our program and our upperclassmen. And you know, again, it's a culture that has been built here and established in our program, and something we're excited just to keep building on.
Well, I'll be following this weekend. Get the information out as soon as possible. Good luck this week in the duels, and I'm sure I'll talk to you before Big 12s and certainly the NCAA tournament at U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis.
Yeah, thank you. See you Friday night.